You talk about a buildup of toxins. In your experience, what are the main sources of these toxins? What's the most common things people are starting to accumulate in their body?
Well, you know, the Centers for Disease Control has been doing ongoing studies now for, I'm going to say, 15 years. And they're published. If you go to the CDC website, cdc.gov, and you go to their environmental health little logo, you can get to these reports. And they've now done four reports. They've had the fourth report update. So it's, I don't know why they didn't call it the fifth report. And these are taken from what's called the NHANES data, which is a recurring study that is done on U.S. residents to check their nutritional health aspects. And so they've been using this study to identify the level of toxicant compounds that are in everybody. And so each year they add some more. And we're up to, I think, around 104 or 124, something like that, environmental pollutants that they have so far identified. And these are ones that are in almost everybody that they have tested. So they're ubiquitously distributed throughout the average U.S. Residents. Of those, I actually was at a particularly boring meeting and brought up the CDC report on one half of my computer screen and an Excel spreadsheet on the other half. And I began putting in all the ones that were found in everybody and their, not just the number of chemicals, but the amounts of each one. And when I totaled up the amounts, it turned out that about 80% of the chemical toxicants rolling around in your blood are non-persistent. That means they have short half-lives. Things that I used to discount because I thought, well, they have a short half-life. They won't build up. They're not a problem. Well, they're a problem because we're exposed to them every day. And so I used to just focus on DDT and PCBs and lead and mercury and, you know, rah. And they're easy to point to. They've got so much literature on how horrible they are and the health implications of them. But the things like the phthalates, the plasticizers, air pollution. We're in New York City right now. Bisphenol A. Organophosphate pesticides that are not persistent, but they're in our food. Solvents, they're fat-soluble, but they're not persistent. Well, when I did this, all this addition, it turned out that over 80% of all the toxicants rolling around in your blood are non-persistent. They have short half-lives. So that means if someone could simply change their lifestyle, primarily, the air they breathe in their home by getting in a good, high-quality air filter, removing the things in the home that are putting out a lot of toxicants into the air, changing their diet to take out the foods that are loaded with toxicants, and their personal care products, 84%. Within 3 weeks, you'll have 84% reduction in the toxicants rolling around in your bloodstream. And these are like the phthalates, the plasticizers. The low molecular weight phthalates primarily come from personal care products. DEP, diethyl phthalate, is in 100% of all fragrances. So you knock that out, your personal care products, the low molecular weight. The foods, the high molecular weight, DEHP, well, both of these are associated with obesity, diabetes, allergy, asthma. I'm sure you've never heard anything about those being common problems.
Yeah.
I just reviewed an article, several articles I have on the high molecular weight phthalates, DEHP, which is primarily from food, causing endometriosis, uterine fibroids, you know, horribly painful issues for women. Now, that's primarily from food. Now, lately, bacon's been getting it. I mean, I just see bacon things everywhere. Everybody's into bacon. I love bacon. Well, bacon, you know, it's a fatty food sandwiched between these thick layers of pliable plastic. Pork products, bacon, sausage, ham, 300 parts per billion DEHP. Far higher than any other food. So, you know, you change your diet, you change your lifestyle, and all of a sudden you're not going to be having these things rolling around in your bloodstream. And they are, it's mind-boggling that they're associated with all these common problems that are plaguing everybody. It's like, you know, yeah, I've had patients with cancer that did cleansing and had their tumors go away. I've seen that happen. But the majority of individuals just with health that is not working right. And I bet that's probably about 100% of your friends. Mm-hmm. You know, if we would just do, you know, clear these things out of our lifestyle, and then those that are persistent, we'd have to do something more serious about. I mean, changing your lifestyle doesn't cost you any money. The only part of that would cost you money would be for a high-quality air filter purifier in your house, $1,000. Big deal. But you know what? There are issues there about showing that the outdoor air pollution causes infertility. How many young couples do you know that are having trouble conceiving? Not only infertility, but the particulate matter exposure from outdoor air pollution in people, and it's not from them walking around outside, it's from them being inside their home, because the air inside the home all started outside. So we have all the outdoor air pollution inside our homes, plus we add stuff from the carpeting and the, you know, and all the things we do. These outdoor air pollutants that people breathe indoors, a mom breathes them while she's pregnant. She's got the higher level that she breathes, she's got a greater risk of having a kid who's autistic. Autism, ADHD, all associated with these outdoor air pollutants. Now that's a kick in the pants. Think about having a good IQ air filter as a marital aid for ability to conceive. And then prevention of autism and ADHD, are you kidding me? But that's what the research is linking these things to. So what if it cost $1,000 for a good air purifier in your house? How much does in vitro fertilization cost? What is the cost of emotional pain and stress for a kid who's got ADHD or autism? You can change your kid's life experience by putting in an IQ air in your home. Are you kidding me?